As of yesterday morning, as you probably well know, listening to 6PR News, border restrictions back into effect for travellers from New South Wales. So it's going to be very disruptive for many, you would imagine, heartbreaking in some cases. Meaning anyone who was planning to head to WA for Christmas will now have to spend some time in quarantine. The ongoing COVID outbreak in the Sydney Northern Beaches area, where last count about 28 cases reported in the cluster. And the whole state, as you can imagine, now on high alert. The repercussions are enormous. Let's hope they can get this under control pretty quickly. The New South Wales Premier had this to say at a press conference not long ago.
Given what we know from the testing and given what we know from the likely number of cases, we are going to put in health orders for the Northern Beaches from 5 o'clock today to essentially go back to the restrictions people experienced in March in relation to only leaving your home if it's for essential purposes such as for work, for compassionate grounds, for exercise or to go shopping. So we're going to put that health order in place until midnight on Wednesday, and that is to give all of us a chance to have a better Christmas than what would otherwise occur.
Well, we would hope that is the case. That was the Premier speaking just at a media conference not long ago. We thought we'd find out how this will impact the number of travellers planning to head from New South Wales for the break over Christmas, New Year. We were expecting, or are we expecting, a flood of cancellations for our great hotels and venues that have just had a shocking year anyway. Bradley Woods, CEO of the Australian Hotels Association of WA. G'day, Bradley.
Hi, Tony. Merry Christmas.
This is a kick in the proverbials that we certainly didn't need at this time. Let's hope it can be managed and quickly eradicated.
Well, the New South Wales government certainly acted quickly to put the Northern Beaches suburbs into a lockdown, which I understand they've now extended through to Wednesday, which effectively means they're into a seven-day lockdown period. They're talking about potentially extending that into the greater Sydney region if the number of cases continues to rise exponentially. And, you know, it is very disturbing. It is very concerning that we may see another major outbreak in New South Wales, which could lead to a scenario like we saw in Victoria over the last 4 or 5 months. For WA, what does it mean? Well, it means that family and friends and others who were planning on coming here for Christmas are certainly not going to be able to. The restriction for those coming into WA will mean 14-day mandatory quarantine in a hotel or a private dwelling or some facility where they are excluded in quarantine, meaning that people are not going to be out until after Christmas, of course. And, of course, add to that is a number of people who are travelling here for holidays, as well as seeing friends and family. That adds more complication and confusion to the situation in WA, particularly for accommodation providers and hotel and hospitality businesses that were accommodating those families as well.
922-11882. Love to hear from you. If you're expecting visitors from New South Wales for a Christmas New Year, love to hear from you. What's the latest that you're hearing from your loved ones in that part of the world? And the frustration, I guess, disappointment. 922-11882. We'll get to some calls in just a moment. And I think we were a little blindsided. We hear in the news just a couple of days ago when this started in New South Wales, a little similar to the second coming, if you like, in Victoria. We go, oh no, surely not. And bang, it's there. It can happen so quickly.
And that's the nature of this virus, is it's extremely fast. And obviously people are being affected very, very quickly. And it does mean that the Premier of the state government have to act quickly to put in place those restrictions, as we saw what happened on Thursday. And the good thing is that we do have good, quick decision-making being made by the Police Commissioner, by the Chief Health Officer, by the Health Minister, by the Premier, to protect West Australia from a potential leak. And I think what we don't want to see, Tony, is any cases coming into the state from community spread. That would just lead to a whole other range of restrictions and shutdowns and lockdowns like we had back in March and April.
Bradley, do you get the sense that we have had the balance about right? the hospitality sector in general has really been doing it tough.
Well, look, we certainly have been the industry that's borne the major brunt of business closures. The staff working in the industry have obviously undergone a huge amount of financial, economic and distress in terms of their employment. And that, you know, that's upsetting and that's disturbing for many in the industry to see that happen to good people who've done the right thing for many years and built up businesses. But at the end of the day, we are expecting, obviously, there to be a social responsibility of preventing the spread of COVID-19, and that means large gatherings for ongoing periods of time can't occur if there is a major community outbreak, and hospitality venues, public places where that occurs are the primary venues that have got to be restricted, and that's just something that we've had to work with. We've accepted that. We've worked with the state government. There's been an extremely high level of compliance by industry operators, understanding the social responsibility they have to the community and to the state. And I think, you know, certainly congratulations to everyone who's done that. And as an industry, we've come back out of it. We're operating now, but we've all got to be very careful that, you know, if there is an outbreak in WA, we've got to work actively to mitigate any potential spread. And social distancing requirements that we saw back in March and April and were instituted, you know, sanitation, hygiene, maintaining social distancing is still so important. There is a high risk that there could be people in the state that may have come from New South Wales already. And if we don't have those practices in place, we are going to become complacent and potentially see an outbreak.
And Brad, that's the real risk, isn't it? You and I could be having a beverage in any one of the dozens and dozens and dozens of beautiful hotels all around Perth and in regional Western Australia. And that element of complacency can come back and bite us on the clacker.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it is difficult. I know that, you know, I try and do the elbow shake whenever I can, but occasionally you slip into the...
You forget, we forget. Yeah.
...shaking hands, and it is something that just easily happens. And I think that we've got to be vigilant about this, particularly seeing how fast, rapid and damaging that the spread in New South Wales has already been, that it can happen here as well. And so we've got to work hard as a community to just maintain some sort of care in regards to that social distancing. And obviously if people have got friends and relatives over here from New South Wales already, there's already practices and recommendations that the government has recommended and required, and maintaining distancing. But it is concerning that all of this could just easily start again. We've seen the same thing happen in South Korea and Japan, where they've gone into third waves now of you know, thousands of cases a day because complacency did set in. And in a place like Japan, where they were already wearing masks as a precautionary just in everyday health and safety for many, many years, the complacency that set in with large gatherings, public gatherings, and of course winter when people were inside, has now seen a massive explosion in COVID-19 spread in the country.
Brad, the COVID app, what are you feedback you're getting from your members and generally as to the how worthwhile it is, and are you seeing other sections of the hospitality industry getting involved, even down to that sign-in rule as well?
Look, the Safe WA app has been a tremendous success. It has been downloaded now over a million times within WA. There are 30,000 plus businesses throughout the state that have implemented the COVID Safe, the Safe WA app. We are seeing the signage, we're seeing the QR codes on display, we're seeing them entry points. Some venues have got them even on their menus and place cards on the tables. It's been very, very successful. I think, you know, we've worked hard through the HA with our hotel, hospitality businesses, the professional venues to get that message out and to encourage patrons to download the app. And that's clear from the million plus downloads that have already occurred that it is working well. I know that from experience, I was interstate in Canberra and Brisbane a couple of weeks ago attending meetings. I would have gone to half a dozen venues in each state, and every time you had to log in with a similar system, but it was a different app every time, a different bit of software every time, and you had to upload all of the information about my personal details every time. Whereas in WA, we've got one uniform app, we've got one system that works extremely well. Yes, people can use their own proprietary system, but consumers are supporting the Safe WA app in tremendous numbers. I think it's been an extremely successful campaign that's been rolled out by the state.
Yep.
The app is very easy to use. It allows you to log in a second person. And clearly, the data is managed by Health Department. It's not in private hands. There can't be misuse of it. And I think, you know, world's best practice was adopted here in the state government, should be congratulated for.
So your message this afternoon is, you know, don't get complacent. Just we've got to be vigilant, continue, because we've seen it in Victoria. We're seeing very early elements in New South Wales. We've just got to make sure that we're all on top of it. Question without, reading some of the reports coming through in the Fin Review, sales of hotels, ironically in New South Wales, back on the rise for incredible money, you know, 32 and 38 and 40 odd million dollars for properties that haven't changed hands for years.
It's a very, very profitable and successful industry in New South Wales, Tony. I think you can add to that equation poker machines as well. I think that they add a considerable amount of value to those pubs and hotels, and that's why those values are very different to what they are in Western Australia. But certainly you're also talking about property values as well, and iconic hotels located on key corners in very strategic locations that are worth tens of millions alone just in terms of property value for potential redevelopment as well.
Or land value, presumably.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly. Incredible. Some of those numbers are eye-watering, to say the least. Brad, always good to go on. So you were going to say?
No, I was just going to say you can sometimes take a zero off the other end for WA. But yes, in New South Wales, it's mind-boggling what they're paying.
It is. Good to talk to you. Best for the season, Brett.
Thanks, Tony. Merry Christmas to you.
You too.